Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject once again, the forming of godly character, and we're doing part six of the nine-part series. The topic we're dealing with also is the eight steps to the process of developing godly character, and we're doing step number five today, your decisions shape your actions. In this topic, eight steps to the process of developing character, we started with step one, the Word of God. Whatever you start with the Word of God. Step two, the Word of God produces your thinking. Step three, your thinking produces your feelings and your emotions. Step four, your emotions produce your decisions. And now step five, your decisions will shape your actions. In this step five, we will see how our actions will cause us to increase or decrease in the things of life or in the things of God's kingdom. We turn to James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, where it says, obey the word and do it. Verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, but not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. This scripture is saying that when we are not only hearers, but we are doers of the word of God, we are blessed. If we hear the word and don't do it, it means we're not blessed. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. It reads, take no more so very proudly, let no arrogance come forth from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. This scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, says that your actions are weighed. So we need to be very careful on what actions we take. Let's go to Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 31. Reading from verse 27, but I say to you here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away from your goods, do not ask for them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Your actions are seeds. What you do to others will come back to you. Let's now go to Romans chapter 12, verses 18 to 19. Reading from verse 18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 19, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to anger or wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. In these scriptures, it's talking about your love action is what guarantees God's action. Let's now go to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 20, and reading from verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In this step number five, your decisions shape your actions. We've talked about obeying the word of God and doing it, not only hearing, but obeying it and doing it. We've talked about our actions are weighed or honored with God. It's a love action. Our actions are seeds, and whatever we sow, it will come back to us. And we've also learned that our actions must be based and rooted and grounded in love. Thank you for being with me today on this subject called Forming a Godly Character. The next part coming up is part seven of the nine-part series, We're still dealing with the topic, 8 steps to the process of developing godly character, and we'll be doing step number 6. Your actions will determine your habits. Thank you and God bless.